So is it direct rule or not? That's the question. Secretary of State James Brokenshire gets ready to bring a Northern Ireland budget to Westminster later today. After 10 months without a devolved executive at Stormont, something had to be done to keep the money flowing. Let's speak to our political editor, Mark Devonport. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
So spell this out to us. Why is this happening and why now?
It's basically happening because we didn't get a deal there the other week between the DUP and Sinn Féin. The civil servants have come to the Secretary of State, James Brokenshire, and they've said that we can keep the show on the road, but we will literally start running out of money for our departments if you don't give us proper legal authority to the budget, which should have been passed, of course, by the executive, should have been passed by our old finance minister, Martin O'Mullion. None of that happened because of the crisis that we've had. They kept ticking over. Back in the spring, James Brokenshire said, here's an indicative budget. And that technical term, indicative, meant that this is what the budget ought to be, but it didn't really have full legal authority. Now what's going to happen in the Commons today, in the Lords tomorrow, is that they'll debate this in a pretty much an emergency kind of procedure, and it will have full legal authority by the middle of this week, which means that those departments can keep ticking over right up until the end of the financial year next April.
So what happens if by then we are in the same position we are in now?
Well, really, I think probably before then we'll know whether we're into full fat direct rule with a London-based finance minister or whether we continue with this sort of halfway house position. It seems unlikely that we can carry on that long. Now, as things stand, this isn't the first time that Westminster's actually kind of, if you like, gone into the wallet of Northern Ireland, you know, felt around in the trouser pocket or what have you, and rummaged
down the back of the sofa.
Change. Yeah. So what's what they did earlier on in the year is they actually passed the rates. So the fact that you get the rates bills, which obviously cover the council, but also to some extent Stormont, that's because James Brokenshire put that through Westminster because they would have otherwise lost out on this. He's saying this is just the same. It's just a sort of technicality. It's not full direct rule. Some of the parties are saying, hang on a moment. And it looks like direct rules.
What's your take on it? Do you think, because people will claim, as you've suggested, that this is a backdoor direct rule, this is kind of doing it by stealth?
Well, it is. You know, it's not, if you like, I use this term, sort of full fat direct rule would be, in the old days of direct rule, we would have had James Brokenshire, we would have then had a team of ministers, we'd have had a health minister, education minister, so on, who'd have been English MPs, probably. As things stand, you've just got him, you've got Chloe Smith there, but they're not actually running individual departments. And he's going to keep it that way because he is worried that if he goes the whole hog and suspends the Stormont executive and assembly, that he probably will have a great difficulty, particularly getting Sinn Féin back to play ball at Stormont. So that's why he's holding off probably until the end of the year. So technically it's not direct rule, won't be until we actually get those suspension powers put back into legislation. He's hoping to avert that. But whatever you want to call it, whether you want to call it direct rule or greater Westminster decision making, it is very much Westminster moving in. But effectively, the civil servants still running the place. Now, cynics would say that even when you had direct rule ministers coming over for a day here, a day there, the civil servants were running the place back in the old days. So, you know, you pay your money and you take your choice.
So what can we expect then from this budget?
Well, I don't think there's going to be any surprises because, as I say, back in the spring, he gave us this idea of an indicative budget. So we knew what the allocations were going to be. It's pretty tight, but it's probably what would have happened under Stormont anyway. Now, we did then get some adjustments later on during the course of the year. I think it was last month we heard that there'd be £40 million extra for health. We also heard that there'd be £10 million extra for education, and that went a long way to staving off some cuts which people in the education sector were concerned about. So we're expecting that to be broadly the picture because some figures have been circulated amongst the Stormont party, so we're not expecting any particular surprises. So nothing, you know, too generous, but nothing too surprising either.
You're the man on the ground. So Leo Varadkar, he's saying there will be a deal between Sinn Féin and the DUP around Christmas. What do you reckon if you were a betting man?
I've had too many weeks in which Simon Coveney has said there'll be a deal by the end of the week to put very much money on that. They are obviously trying to focus minds on the end of the year. It seems logical that they would allow Sinn Féin to have their Ardèche, their conference next weekend, and the DUP to have their conference. And they would hope that once those gatherings have been done and finished with, that some kind of deal making will be better. But they've kept on essentially coming back to this same whole business about the Irish language, about whether there should be an umbrella act, whether there should be separate bespoke acts dealing with the Irish language in Ulster Scots. And they have continually failed to find a compromise. So would I be putting money on it? No.
Mark Devenport, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the very near future about that.